Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parashat Vayigash, we have 11 psukim. In this aliyah, Yosef directs his brothers to quickly return to Eretz Canaan and bring Yaakov and their families back to Egypt. Yosef promised to provide them with food until the famine ends. Paro was informed that Yosef's family had arrived, and he too instructs them to come to Egypt, where he will give them the best areas, the best of the land. Now, at the end of the last aliyah, Yosef revealed himself to his brothers by saying, Ani Yosef ha'od avi chai. One can only imagine the brothers' shock and their shame. But Yosef, right after his revelation, wanted to make sure that the brothers did not feel too bad. And he said it in the last aliyah, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Hei, V'yata al te'atzvu v'al yichar b'einechem ki mechartem oti heina, ki lemi. Don't worry, don't feel guilty that you sold me, because look, God has sent me ahead of you to save lives. And that is what Yosef said right after he told them who he was. His words continue in the beginning of our aliyah, but with one major change. Nechama Leibowitz, the great Nechama Leibowitz, who died in 1997, points out in her Sefer on Sefer Bereshit, Iyunim B'Sefer Bereshit, she points out that the word that the Torah uses when Yosef first reveals himself is the word Mechartem. Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem Oti Mitzrayim. Or Al Yichar Be'inechem Ki Mechartem Oti Heina. I am the brother whom you sold. Don't feel guilty that you sold me. However, right after that, in the beginning of our aliyah, Yosef does not use that word ever again. The word Mechartem does not appear in this context ever again in Sefer Bereshit. What does Yosef say instead? Now Yosef says, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chet, V'yata lo atem shelachtem oti heina. Ki ha'elokim, says Yosef to the brothers, you did not send me here, but God did. In the words of Nechama Leibowitz, as translated by Aryeh Neumann in the English version of her works, Nechama Leibowitz says, the verb machar, sale, appears no more and is forgotten. What had originally appeared as a criminal deed of kidnapping now stands revealed in its true perspective as part of a providential scheme for saving life and furthering the national destiny. However, we do have to ask the following question. How could Yosef say that the brothers did not send him to Egypt? They did send him, either directly or indirectly. So how could Yosef say, you didn't send me, but God did? The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in his Moreh Nevuchim in Chelek Bet Perek Memchet, this is the last chapter in the second Chelek of the Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam there quotes our psukim, and he discusses how the Torah uses expressions like to say or to speak, or like in our aliyah when the Torah uses the word to send. In all these cases, it is the Torah's way, says the Rambam, of describing a series of events that lead all the way back to God himself. In these cases, it may appear as though the players are carrying out their own set purpose when they do things. We think we see the immediate implications and motivations of our own deeds, but in reality, it is God himself who is working behind the scenes, easing and bringing each person towards his or her destiny. And the entire story of Yosef and his brothers started all the way back in Perek Lamed Zayin in Parshat Vayeshev, when Yaakov sent Yosef from Hebron to Shechem to check on his brothers. Yaakov thought he was sending Yosef on a small personal mission, but that really was part of the divine scheme to bring Bnei Yisrael to Egypt in fulfillment of the decree that Avram heard in the Bris Ben HaBesarim. That one errand, go Yosef and check on your brothers, that one errand ended up as V'yata lo atem shelachtem oti heina ki ha'elokim. Yosef now tells the brothers, you're confused, you're embarrassed, but don't be. Hashem's hand has been guiding you and me and all of us all this time. This happens to B'nai Israel all the time. Some of us are zocha to see that hand, and some of us may not see it. Regardless, however, of whether we see it or not, that divine hand is there. And in the words of Nechama Leibowitz, fortunate is he to whom it is granted to detect in the metamorphoses of his daily existence the workings of providence, a mission on which he has been sent by God. Have an amazing day, everyone.